Well, the SEC is telling American audit firms to be cautious about taking on new companies, new Chinese clients that are trading in New York. Joining us to discuss is Ben Bain, Bloomberg News financial regulations reporter. This is a little interesting. We had this agreement last month that in Hong Kong, companies would be able to audit the papers of Chinese firms. Why does the SEC not want American auditors to get into this business on the New York side?
Yeah, so it is a lot of moving pieces all at once. As you mentioned, there was this preliminary agreement that was reached late last month where U.S. inspectors from the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, which is basically the audit watchdog here, are going to be able to travel to Hong Kong and start to review some of these audit work papers, which the U.S. and China have really been fighting over regarding access for a couple decades now. So that was heralded as kind of a big step forward. And the U.S. side, though, there's been a lot of questions about whether U.S. inspectors are actually going to get all the access that they've been demanding. So meanwhile, as these inspectors are set to leave Washington and travel to Hong Kong sometime this month and start reviewing some of these audit papers from Chinese and Hong Kong-based companies that list here in New York, the U.S. regulators are moving ahead and basically saying until they're comfortable with the way things are, until they get the access that they want, they're still kind of moving ahead with more scrutiny. And one of the things that came up today, which we're talking about, is essentially the top accountant at the Securities and Exchange Commission came out with a statement in which he said, look, some of these Chinese firms that are planning to switch to an American auditor as a way to essentially make the situation better, telling the auditing firms, hold on a second, make sure that everything is...
That's the part I don't understand. I mean, that's the part I think is difficult to understand. You'd think that this would be almost something that the SEC would want Chinese companies to do, to be told by the auditors what they actually need to provide and then provide them.
The big threat hanging over all of this and the impetus for why this is all kind of coming to a head now is that if American inspectors aren't able to get access within the next couple of years, 200 or so Chinese firms are going to be kicked out of the United States. So what the U.S. regulators are saying today, and it's a very good point you're raising here, they want audit firms in the United States that take on these new clients to make sure that they can get access, not just to what's currently in their books, but from previous years too. Because what the U.S. is essentially saying is if a company has been listed here in New York, not just for 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, the U.S. regulators need to have access to be able to look into those audits, to see those audit work papers going back several years. And the concern is, from the U.S. regulators' perspective, what the SEC is coming out and saying today, is that if these Chinese firms and Hong Kong-based firms are essentially just switching auditors now, that's really not going to cut it, because the auditing firms in the United States need to make sure that they're going to have access going back several years.
But we also, you know, politics are really at the forefront with all this. And it's not just plain sailing, is it, given that we have Congress looking into this and could really just sort of beat this down?
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought like an auditing and accounting issue would become like a geopolitical one? But this has really become just that. It's important to remember, kind of late in the Trump administration, the impetus for this was a law that the U.S. Congress passed in late 2020 that set this clock going for kicking Chinese companies out of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, who don't allow U.S. inspectors U.S. inspectors aren't allowed to review their audit work papers. So yeah, this is all wrapped up in politics. This is all wrapped up in the broader U.S.-China relationship, which is increasingly complicated and important. And so yeah, this has become what was for a long time just an accounting issue, which is on the back burner, to really kind of, you know, a central issue right now.
What comes next in the deal that was supposedly hatched last month?
Yeah, so this announcement today doesn't change that deal. The deal is a preliminary deal, and all the indications we have are that this is a go, and that U.S. inspectors from the PCAOB are going to be able to get on a plane and head to Hong Kong and start to review these companies' audit work papers. Now, the SEC and the PCAOB, the audit watchdog here in Washington, have been very clear from the beginning when this was announced in late August, both by Chinese officials and by American officials. The American officials have said from the beginning, this is a preliminary step. So if the U.S. doesn't get the access that they think they need to get by December, they're going to make a determination again that China and Hong Kong are non-compliant jurisdictions. What that essentially means is that's just a little bit closer to these 200-some companies getting booted out of New York.
I want to just change a bit, Ben, and talk about what else is going on with the SEC as well. Sure. Right now. And, you know, the whole attitude towards whistleblowers is also changing. And this is quite germane given what's been going on at Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, what we saw in actually it was within the last week or so, the SEC finalized some changes to the whistleblower rules, which are meant to essentially allow the agency to have a little more discretion in terms of payouts. You know, this is also another political issue here in Washington. We saw it swing one way during the Trump administration, and now we're seeing it swing the other way during the Biden administration. And really what we're talking about here is one of the most important programs that kind of came out of the financial crisis from a financial regulation perspective. It essentially set up a program where people could come forward, they could blow the whistle on their employers, and they're taking a risk, so they're going to get a payout at the end. But there have been problems and complaints about the program. So the SEC is again kind of changing the rules a little bit here. And, you know, this is still kind of one of the more political issues here in Washington, because you are looking at one of the things that really kind of came out of the financial crisis, that was one of the things that the SEC credits for a lot of their bigger cases over the past, you know, several years. And now, again, we're seeing changes to those rules.
All right. Thanks very much, Ben. Great to have you with us here live on the program. Ben Bain, Bloomberg News financial regulations reporter.